Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
Ready to go?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully at some point, Carl, we'll have time to talk about Lululemon guy.
Yeah, man.
That's one of the weirdest interactions I've ever seen.
It's not Lululemon. He's not a Lululemon guy.
Who's he then?
Marchon.
Is that a company?
Yeah.
One of 14 on that post.
Have you seen the video, Bob?
No, couldn't do it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Lululemon's great, by the way. I don't know why you're hate on them.
No, Lululemon's fine, but that video just looked horrendous, so I didn't bother watching.
Yeah.
I've no idea what any of this is.
You need to stop being a hater. That's your guys' problems.
Keep around big muscly men in town.
Fair for lucky.
Yeah, standing there offering books to big muscly men, you big creep.
Well, he got it, so... Does someone else want to do the intro, by the way, if I'm doing...
I think Tosh should for Portugal.
Yeah, go on, Tosh. And then
I don't want to.
Go ahead, I'll do it if you want.
I haven't got the slush puppy book with me. I've got nothing.
Look how relaxed he is because he's an oldie. We're going to have the most laid-back Tosh ever today.
Free easy night, this.
Right, go on then. Welcome back to another episode of Keeping Up Appearances. Today, we're lucky enough to have our second international episode, as three of us, unfortunately, are still in miserable Liverpool, but Tosh is sunning himself in Portugal. Is that right, Tosh?
Indeed, Sean, yeah. It's not that sunny, to be honest with you. Quite cold.
It looks sunny, to be fair.
No, it's got up this afternoon, so it's only about 22, 23, so can't complain. But yeah, this morning was quite cold and a bit of rain.
But... Thanks for that, Tosh.
Fred the weatherman.
In more ways than one.
Good commitment to the pod, though, Tosh, doing it well and all the respect. I'm sure the listeners do as well.
Yeah. Right. Cheers, Cap.
So we'll kick off then with this week's Any Given Saturday, which I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but Callum's taking charge again today. Hopefully, he'll, number one, have two games on the same day, and number two,
tick,
be better than the absolute disaster class that was last week.
Double tick.
I think he'd be an arse there.
It was entertaining, I'll give you that.
Exactly. Maverick.
God, I would listen to it back, and it was 10 minutes in before we knew who the person scored for the own goal.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. So I have two games from Saturday, the 12th of April, 2003. So the 02-03 season, Saturday, the 12th of April, 2003. So the first game is Newcastle versus Manchester United, and the result was a 6-2 win for Manchester United.
Did someone score a hat-trick?
Someone did score a hat-trick.
I can't remember that.
Was he
a ginger man from a little ginger fella?
He was a little ginger fella. He is a little ginger fella.
Does he love sucking
toes? Did he just run all the way across Africa?
Yeah, it was the hardest geezer.
No, wow. Yeah, Paul Scholes.
Correct, Paul Scholes got a hat-trick.
That's got to be rare, that.
37-52.
A Paul Scholes hat-trick's got to be rare, hasn't
it? Yeah.
But I assume that's his only one, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe early on, this game was a bit further forward, wasn't he?
Yeah, so, probably... the other three score. So with like another three scorers for United, and then... for Newcastle, it was two separate scorers as well.
One of the other United scorers, was he a Dutch centre forward?
He was a Dutch centre forward.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Correct.
Was the United scorer someone who's managed them recently?
Yes.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Both of them, yeah. For both. That was yes for both.
What do you mean?
Your question was a yes for both.
Don't you know what you mean?
As in both your question, both players have recently managed them.
Okay. Did one of them get it to the end of the season?
He did get it till the end of the season.
Giggs.
It was Giggs. Good pronunciation, Bob.
I remember. So you got the two new. Is the two Newcastle scorers?
Yes, two separate ones.
I remember one. There's a goal against Newcastle United. I can remember was one of them. Someone, if you put after the word Saint, it would be a big dog.
No.
Not Olivier Bernard then.
No, not Olivier Bernard. No.
He scored like a goal where like crosses in it, like goes in. I remember over Barthez's head. That was me thinking there. I don't remember that then. Is one of them match of the day weekly?
Say again.
Is one of them on match of the day every week?
He is. Well, not. Sorry, it might not be every week, but he's definitely a match of the day pundit. Possibly also more so two. Possibly more so match of the day two.
Is he on the one show?
Yes.
Is it JJ?
It is JJ.
What a bland man he is.
I know.
I like him these days. I used to hate him, but I quite like him now.
Nah, boring.
Good golfer.
That's also the most tosh thing ever.
What?
Everyone else hates him, so tosh likes him.
Nah, I used to hate him, then I've seen him on a couple of things. And nice fella.
One more Newcastle.
Gold did scorer. He have a sweet left peg?
No, not that thing.
Was he a striker?
He was a striker.
Did he threaten or did he hit John Anarisa with a golf club?
No.
Did he have a footballing brother?
He did.
Was he in very topical news? Was he pronounced incorrectly by Joe Kinnear?
I think so.
Is it Amamobi?
Yeah,
which one? Had he got that one wrong as well?
Yeah, he got loads wrong.
I wouldn't.
All the foreigners as well. It's got to be Shola, surely.
Yeah, correct. Shola. Well done, Sean. Well done. I'm very topical as well. Rest in peace. Right, so that was it. 6-2 United. The hat-trick for Scholes, Solskjaer, Giggs and Van Nistelrooy and Genus and Amiobi with a 89th minute consolation. The next game on the same day, you'll be glad to know, was West Ham 2, Aston Villa 2. Desmond.
Is one of them synonymous with Butterscotch Angel Delight?
Tosh. I don't know. You'll have to. I don't think so.
But one of those words is his name, Cal. That was a joke.
I can't remember what he said, but no, it's not.
Is the West Ham one Italian?
No. Let me check. I don't think so.
It's not the thing I was thinking of. You've got to check.
Yeah.
No.
So he's obviously not English.
One of them is, one of them isn't.
Is one of them a striker?
Yes.
Just one of them?
Yeah.
Well, was the other one,
I think so.
Did the other one represent Mali?
Oh.
Did he go on to play for Seville?
He did.
Freddie Canute.
Correct.
Seen a picture of him last week at the Seville Stadium.
Oh, there you go. Topical as well.
Yeah. He went somewhere. Topical.
Has he frozen?
No, I think that's just sunbathing.
He's just bought with his answer.
Just paying perfect, staying perfectly still for the rest of the episode. You screenshot that for the picture, Sean.
Oh yeah, go on.
We're still froze now.
Yeah, there you go, you're back. Wave.
Did you get it?
I did. That's great news. I couldn't have moved on then, Tosh. I know you couldn't either, but...
Right, so you've got Freddy Canute, you've got one more West Ham, and it's two Aston Villas.
So, is Canute the striker or the non-striker?
Yes. Canute is the striker, correct.
Okay. And so the other one's English, but not a striker?
He is English, but not a striker.
Is he a winger?
Yes.
Does he have a gambling problem? Or did he?
I don't know.
Is it Matthew Etherington?
It's not Matthew Etherington.
Is it Joe Cole?
It's not Joe Cole. I think this guy's... Do you want to know this guy's controversies? Or?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Is he a nonce?
No. Drink driving. Common assault, criminal damage.
Did he play for England?
Yes. Not much though. He also... he was also had a lot of controversy when the Queen died. God rest her soul.
Wasn't involved, was he?
What?
What? He wasn't involved, was he?
No. Well.
What?
Controversy when the Queen died.
He tweeted.
He sounds like a legend to me.
So he's a bit of a nobody then?
No, I wouldn't say so. He made a good amount of appearances for this club, like for West Ham. 12 for
Richard England. Richard Gough.
Did he score a famous overhead kick for QPR?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
the gay child.
Excellent.
This is Trevor Sinclair.
It is Trevor Sinclair.
What a fella.
What's the tweet about the Queen?
It was something to do with about like
being
like
a lizard.
Black. I think he said something like black and brown people shouldn't mourn her death or something. I think he said tweeted.
Oh, okay.
Nobody should have.
Come on, Bob, show a bit of respect.
I will do no such thing. I hate that.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going to wait for 20 seconds.
Did I freeze again? Is that what you're talking about me there, Bob?
No, Sean, just as he walked away. Sorry, Sean.
I have to get your editing fingers out with that one, Sean.
Sorry, Emma.
No, I'm sorry, Sean.
So you've got two Villa goal scorers.
Any of the strikers?
Yes, one of them.
Did one of them also play for Man City?
Yes.
Is it Darius Vassell?
It is Darius Vassell.
Get in.
Shout.
Good shout, bud.
He's always my Villa shout, I think.
Is the other one a wing a midfielder then?
He is.
Is he called Dare Hammer?
No.
Oh, he was going to be mine as well.
Was he? Yeah. Great man, Sean. Hummel legend.
Correct.
Middle of midfield or winger, Callum?
I think middle.
So it's not Gareth Barry then, though?
No. You know, actually, it might have been left wing. In some of his clubs, left wing. According to Wikipedia. Do you want some clues on who he played for? Go on, Bob.
Did he also play for Liverpool and Portsmouth?
First one, yes. Second one, no.
Did he play for Liverpool before or after?
Before. This was his only season at Villa.
Liverpool before.
Who else did he play for, Cal?
Just in England?
No.
Or John? Everywhere.
Well, just pick a handful in no particular order.
Okay. Wimbledon, Spurs, Mould.
It's not that Leonardson, is it?
It is Leonardson.
Never heard of him. See that then? Tosh got it right and then gave a little look out onto the balcony.
See, see the person in the next balcony who's listening.
There was a cucumber there.
See if Leonardson was there.
I just want the next photo you get of me to be here looking quite cool of a freeze.
Nah, he's got the yes. Trevor Sinclair, Canute for West Ham, the Rice Russell, and Øyvind Leonardson, Aston Villa.
Never heard of him ever.
I knew he played for Liverpool and Spurs, I didn't know he played for Villa.
Well, now you know. See, it's a learning opportunity. It is. Well done, guys.
Yeah, he did well.
Well done, guys. Thanks, Sean. Learn from your mistakes.
There you go. Unless you're me.
And you make more the next time.
Yeah. Just different kinds.
Give it, Bob.
Exactly.
Make the same mistake twice.
So we'll go from Tosh's heroics to Tosh opening out our next feature game.
Has your voice just broke there, Callum?
He was doing his Lululemon voice.
That's the PR voice. As I was trying to say, we'll go from Tosh's heroics to Tosh opening out Maroon 5 for this week. Tosh, do you want to calmly take it away?
And yeah, thanks, Callum. Just a quick recap of last week. Then we actually, I've just checked on the poll, we actually had a tie for which team's going to the island. It was joint between Knowsley and Paris. Sean, what happens in the case of a tie?
The banter answer goes.
Bob, what a team. The lads, can Bob give us a list of a few of the lads who are going to be going to the island then? Just a select few.
Jamie Jones, Sue Smith, Tony Hibbeth, Alan Stubbs.
And fan of the show, Lee Trundle.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's right. Nice one for followers, Lee.
Yeah, I'm sure you're listening as well. Yeah, thanks for that. You do get a mention most weeks, so I'd keep listening about you.
Do you know what I love though, Tosh? Do you know now you've got your same four names that you say every week?
Yeah.
Jamie Jones is going right in there, isn't
it? It is, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, and Trundle, of course, because he gets mentioned every week, as I said, Lee, so if you still listen, yeah. Usually at the end as well, so keep listening right to the end. This week, we're going to pick something vaguely topical in Lincoln with Cole Palmer and his penalty heroics this year and this season and last week. We're going to go for our select players of great penalty takers. We haven't stuck to, they don't have to be Premier League, they can be anyone. So we're going to just go with our favourite or who we think is the best penalty taker. Does anyone want to jump in first? Bob, who are you going? Are we going as obvious as we think?
I have just changed your mind because you're mentioning what my character is. So I'm just trying to find some of his funniest quotes.
Okay.
But I don't think he'll do them just.
I think Callum's got them tattooed on his arms.
If he hasn't, I'd be very, very surprised. So we're going for this podcast's second favourite anti-vaxxer. Going to go for Matt Letizia. Partly because when I was doing some research and seeing who had the best record, I think the player with the best record who's taken more than 10 Premier League penalties was Yaya Toure. He scored 100% of his, but I've already put him on the island, I think, so that's why I'm going for Matt Letizia. And I'm hoping that saying that will get us a CBD oil company to sponsor the podcast.
Are you done?
Yeah. I don't really know what that was.
Don't be so passionate about it, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Didn't he take about 40 pens and miss one? And that was all you. Yeah. That's all you could come up with.
Yeah, well, I'm going for the banter answer again, aren't I? So
you put more of a case in for Yaya Toure.
what else can you say? Really, it's kind of, he is kind of obvious if you're talking about Premier League penalty takers. I know we're not restricting to just Premier League, but he's probably, other than our Lord and Saviour Leighton Baines, he was the first name to pop into my head when thinking about Premier League penalty takers. And obviously he's a comedy character as well.
Let's test your pub quiz knowledge. Does anyone know which keeper saved his pen?
I think I do.
Jamie Jones.
In his dreams.
Is it Tim Flowers?
It's not, but it's a very... You're on the very much on the right lines.
He always talks about it, doesn't he? I can't, and obviously I don't know that.
It's actually a South Yorkshireman who I mentioned last week.
Mark Harry Kenny.
It's Mark Crossley, yeah. At Forest.
Oh, okay. Is Tim Flowers the one he scores that goal against for Blackburn? Is he in goal then? He always tells us stuff.
Two in one game, yeah.
Yeah. He hits his towel in the net.
Yeah. Some players, Neil, it is. Got to give it to him. I think he gets away with all the other nonsense for how good he was.
I'm not sure about that.
I think as well that I hate all these like new penalty takers. No, these ones who walk up to it and like wait for the goalie and tap it. Like, I think that's cheating. Whereas Letizia's were proper, weren't they? Like, you know, just take them to still score so many like that. I don't think you should be allowed to take penalties the way they do now. Like the way, like, I feel like Jorginho was one of the first to do it, wasn't he? Like for Chelsea,
the little skip.
Yeah, or like Bruno Fernandes and people like that. I'm not a big fan.
As long as he's going. The honourable mention was Julian Dix as well.
I wonder why.
Just that, because he looks like you.
Oh, I thought it was because you wanted to say Dix.
Oh, no, I didn't actually. I didn't actually cross that line. Just for absolutely welly in them. I think that's me done.
I agree.
Who's the one? Have you seen that penalty again? It's a football cliche. Is it Kevin Pressman for like the goalkeeper in the shootout taking a penalty for someone lower league? And it's like the best penalty ever, just absolutely smacks it like right into the top corner. Remember Maguire's in the Euros, a bit like that, wasn't it? Just like, I'll try and find that before while we're talking in a minute, and you can maybe tweet that out, Sean. But yeah, anyone else want to jump in next? Bob's presented maybe what I thought was the obvious one. But anyone want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go if you want.
Go on.
I don't know what guided me this week, but I'm just getting vibes from something. And a name's entering my head. I don't know why. But yeah, when we discussed it, the first person that came to me was the man to my... Right, that's a double check, confused me. Over here, Mr. James Beattie, who is a man that I will always have a very special place in my heart for, purely for his time at Everton, but also when I was in uni in Sheffield, I wouldn't say he followed me, but he also made his way to Sheffield and Sheffield United. And he just seems like a great lad. And I remember being really excited when we were going to sign him for Everton. And then also a bit gutted when it just didn't turn out for him at Everton as much as it should. But one thing I always loved about him was the way he took his pens.
And the way he head-butted people as well.
Oh, I like that, yeah. But the way Tosh says about the silly little walks and the skips, and I loved BT's pens were so childlike. It was almost like a kid on the playground. He'd place it on the spot, walk back, and then as if he was trying to trick the keeper, he'd do a quick spin and then just go in, like run up to it and just smash it. But he never it was always like a bit of a side foot. I don't know, I just remember being a kid and all his pens were bossed. They always like top corners. And he seems to like slap them in. But yeah, I just used to love the way the little spin he'd do. But then also score the pens. Do you know what I mean? Like, it also makes it a bit more. I remember the best one I remember. I don't know how many he scored at Everton. I couldn't tell you, but I remember the one against Chelsea. I'm sure you will probably do as well. We won 1-0 that game, didn't we, Tosh?
I had in my head a 1-1 draw.
Oh, it might have been. But yeah, I think that was that the year we came fourth.
I think it was the year after, but again, could be wrong. I think yeah. we signed him in the January of the year we came fourth. We didn't really get in the team that much until the next year, if my memory's right, but again, it might not be.
Yeah. But yeah, that game, I just always remember it when he was up against Petr Cech. He did a little spin and smashed the top corner, and it was just quality. And I think he'd been doing that for years at Southampton, again, which is why I was quite excited when we bought him, thinking we were going to get this like top level English international, and it just never really worked out. But I know you all probably think as well. Well, I know you all think I'm a gimp anyway, but this
we know you're a gimp.
The way the world works, right? I've been in the garage today sorting it out because I haven't done it since we moved in. Going through boxes and I found this poster and I was like, it's almost meant to be here.
Written in the stars.
So, yeah, it's staying up until BT makes it to the island. So, do me a big favour. Get the votes in, please.
You've picked them solely on the chance that just now going on the people who might like that one of our tweets. I reckon we're getting to like one of our tweets. I reckon that's solely you've picked them for.
Is he on Twitter? I've never
he certainly used to.
Yeah, he is. I think he is. Yeah,
I'll have to get onto him then, because obviously we've nailed Trundle week one. Trundle and Beats, that'd be iconic.
What a straight partnership that'd be.
I know.
I've had my hand up, Sean, and
I've noticed.
Just to link our two suggestions, they were teammates at Southampton, so James Beattie may well have inherited the penalty taker role from Letitia, so that makes you think, doesn't it?
That's a good point. And also, you think BT may have ended up scoring more because his penalty record is actually quite good.
Mm.
He might have had a better record if Letitia wasn't there taking the pens. And also, what annoys me even more is the keeper that saved. So BT apparently has only missed one penalty in the Premier League, and the keeper that saved it was former Everton keeper Thomas Meira.
Was it?
Yeah. You might remember being rubbish.
Yeah. Was that for Everton, Sean, or again?
No, it was for Charlton. Oh, sorry. No. Yeah, for Everton against Charlton, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that.
We won 3-1, apparently, so it wasn't like a big miss, but of all the keepers to save your pen.
He was decent, Meira, I thought.
Nah.
Wasn't he one of them ones at the time where like, we had to get rid? Because if you know, a bit like the story with Mina a couple of years ago, that if he'd have played like, say, like 50 games, we'd have to give him a bonus or something. I'm sure Meira was one of them at the time when the club was skint, if I remember right. I'll say that was the rumour that he would have kept him, but because he at least played something mad, like, you know, one game less than he should have or whatever. But
what you're trying to say is we've been a mess for 20 years.
Well, we have, to be fair, haven't we?
Yeah. I think that what you were saying, Sean, about I remember the BT thing when he turned around, that when he chopped back like and then quickly turned. It's like now with all the sports science and things, like he's just decided that yeah, this is the way I'm gonna take a pen. And like nowadays someone will just say to him that's not helping you in the slightest. That's like that's like doing nothing for you. Like, you know, he's think he's giving the keeper a bit of a shock. But the goalie knows he's trotting until he steps. Go on, Callum.
I'll be honest, there is something in supposedly if you look at the other goal, it looks tiny, obviously, because you're far away. So then when you turn around and look at the goal you're shooting in, it looks bigger target, more confident. And
thank God I'm shooting from 12 yards rather than 150 yards.
Yeah. No, it's more looking at it. It looks smaller.
It's been much harder than shooting from the other box.
I can't believe a Premier League player needs that as well.
No, it's confident in it.
He should be fairly safe in the knowledge he can score from 12 yards.
It's like why the keepers will stand a few yards behind the line while the player's approaching, and then they step forward, looks bigger target.
Keeper should really stand forward, in the smaller. If I was a keeper, I'd stand in the other goal.
Yeah, what is this, an episode of Father Ted or something? How far away is he?
How far away is he is Phoenix Knights. Father Ted was the cows being near and far away.
No, I wasn't doing the exact quote, but
just making sure.
Just the idea. Sorry.
Comedy knowledge.
I know.
He spent all on Myra and Crossley. He had no, no more knowledge left.
But yeah, the thing is, though, Tosh, that penalty, like what you say, he gained no advantage. It's almost like, as well, the way Jorginho and that, they like react to the keeper almost. He was never doing that, was he? It was like, as soon as he did that turn, he knew where he was going.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no point in it anyway, because he just ran up anyway.
I like you say that one that you said about Chelsea, the one that I was thinking when you were going to say, because that just, in my memory, it's just roof of the net, that.
No, yeah, you literally, boss,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, great pen. Yeah, great suggestion. I will go next, I think, because I've also done mine off instinct rather than stats. So I'm gonna pick also, as already mentioned with Joe Kinnear, recently departed Andreas Bremer, who passed away in February. And the reason I think I haven't heard Callum's suggestion yet, but I think mine will be the only one who scored the winning goal from a penalty spot in a World Cup final. So Bremer scored in the 1990 World Cup final, the winner against Argentina, very late on. It was almost certainly going to be the winner, so all that pressure on him. But the thing I like about him is the fact that he's taken in shootouts in 86 and 90, as well as that penalty in the final, and he's taken penalties with either foot. So in 1986, in the World Cup, I think it was quarter final or second round, he beat Mexico and he took a penalty with his left foot. In 1990, the two he took were both with his right foot. So someone who's ambidextrous for taking penalties. I always read years ago that it was because, I always used to say that he said one of them was better for power and one of them was better for precision. But I couldn't find that today when I was having a little research, so I'm not too sure how that is. But I also got a little quiz question that I found as well. When I was looking at it, there's only two players in the Premier League who've scored a penalty with both feet. I don't know whether we can do it any given Saturday stats.
Cazorla.
Incorrect.
Cazorla.
Do you know it, Sean?
I know both, ooh. Yeah.
Go on, Lev. You'll have to wait.
Oh, am I answering? One's Bobby Zamora.
Correct.
And the other one, Obafemi Martins.
Correct. Good answer.
Well done, Sean.
Well done, Sean. I'll tell you what.
He's come
to play today, hasn't he?
How much stuff did you dig out the garage, Sean?
Obafemi Martins was in there.
his passport still only saying he's 24.
Steady on, Sosh.
Just the rumours, Bob. Yeah, no, I think...
That's Tosh got us cancelled. It was going well, Sean.
Yeah, no, I think for mine, yeah, I think just that winning a World Cup with a penalty, that's the nerves that takes. I don't think he wasn't. I think Mateus had taken penalties in that tournament and things like that, so he wasn't even necessarily the proper penalty taker, but he had the nerves to get up and take a penalty. Now, say no, and it was going to be the penalty to win your team the World Cup. I don't think it would get any bigger than that. I had a look at his record. He did take quite a lot. I think it wasn't actually a brilliant record. I think in normal times, so it doesn't include his ones in shootouts, he took 37 and missed 7. So not a fantastic record, I'm sure. Obviously, Letizia's record would blow that out the water, but it does make you think. But Letiz never took one to win a World Cup, unfortunately.
No.
He never would have taken a penalty as significant as what Bremer did. So I'm going to give that one to him. Any thoughts before we move on?
A very convincing argument, I think, Tosh. And to score a penalty in a World Cup final. Imagine the pressure walking up to that penalty. It must just be like insane. I think walking up to any penalty in like a big game, like a Premier League game, must just be mad anyway. Does that walk in play, in a penalty shootout, that walk from the halfway line? So it depends what must feel like.
Do you not think
age?
Do you not think it's better though, Carl, to walk backwards? So you're looking at the other
one. No,
you
I think
walk up to the pen spot.
If you walk the other way and like walk around the other goal, then walk back, and then the goal looks massive. So I'm just telling you the facts, guys. You know, you come with your facts, Sean, I come with mine.
I'm going to dispute that that's a fact, Callum.
Dispute it?
Well, no, it is a fact that the other goal looks smaller. I'll give you that. You are right.
There you go. Well, fact then, isn't it? But I think, it's impressive. The only thing more impressive than scoring a penalty with both feet is Sean knowing the answer to that question of the two players who've done it in the Premier League.
That's a bit patronising.
I know.
I mean, why is that passing? I didn't give you credit for knowing those two players.
No, but maybe it sounds like, yeah.
But I think the reason it sticks in your head is because it's not players you'd expect it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, anyway, go on, Callum, round us off then.
So I was between two players who are very much of the mould that Tosh hated penalty takers and how they take them. They're not ones who kind of just blast it, but they're kind of cool, calm and collected in how they do it. I'll give a shout to both of them, I suppose. I'll go with my main selection. The one I was thinking of was, which I was told if I was going to do, I'd be thrown off the podcast, which might have been worth it, I don't know.
Go and
speak to your running mate.
Might do. Was Lyle Taylor, who, if you haven't seen his penalties, are absolutely unbelievable. The way he just, I mean, I know we talk about the pressure, he just walks up calmly.
What direction?
And slots it away. He walks to the right, he walks facing the goal, Bob. And just kind of slots it, it's very cool. But I'm going to go with Ivan Toney, who has taken,
I think.
Yeah. He used to play with Garner Guy, didn't he?
It was taken 32 penalties and scored 30, which I think is an extremely good record. Think of it, if to be in the England squad as well in this summer, you know, how England suffer with penalty takers, I think you'd fancy him to be there and take one and coolly slot it. Another fact on penalties is the longer the time from the whistle to the penalty being taken, the more it favours the striker as well. So slow penalties actually work better than fast penalties. But even Toney, very cool, calm and collected penalty taker.
Ivan.
Slots them. I was doing it to annoy you. I think he's one of those players where if Brentford get a penalty, you kind of think, yeah, he's scoring it, that's a goal. Then you're backing more often than not, which is the sign of a good and confident penalty taker, I think. So,
yeah,
you're always trusting and backing to do it. So I'm going to throw in Ivan Toney as my nomination for Maroon 5.
Definitely a better choice than Lyle Taylor. Lyle Taylor didn't really play for anyone of notes, did he? So he doesn't really count.
Exactly.
There's
no pressure on them penalties.
He had a bit of a spell at Notts Forest, didn't he?
He did, Bobby. Are you all right?
Yeah.
When you say there's no... I disagree with no pressure on any of his penalties.
No, sorry. I mean, it's obviously like related to the level. So there's pressure on that. I don't mean that. I just mean you're talking about like his ability to step up and stuff. It's like, it's not quite the same, is it?
You're also following the fellow who's just scored the penalty in the World Cup final.
That's what I mean. It's not quite the same, is it, scoring for Charlton or whoever he plays for?
Trying to tell that to the Charlton fan, Sean.
I would, to be fair.
There's only four of them.
I wouldn't say that, Bob.
Getting disrespectful now, to be honest.
Don't get you take you down to the valley.
But yeah, Ivan Toney's my shot. I think he's very, very, very good.
Can the fact that I absolutely hate him, can that count against him at all?
Why do you
hate him? He's the worst fella ever.
He looks like a prick, doesn't he?
No, but it's just...
the worst fella ever.
All he does is talk about leaving Brentford. And he literally takes the mick out the fans all the time.
Yeah.
But because he's great, they don't want him to go because he's like the best player they've ever had. But it's just like, he's just got no respect for them at all.
Yeah.
I don't get how you can like him.
It makes sense if me and Carl have gone for two absolute knobheads and you've gone for absolute icons and James Beattie and the other relevant one, because it's got to be James Beattie.
Absolute icon. Yeah, no, I think I know what you mean, Sean. He's a great player, isn't he? The thing you were saying was interesting, Carl, about Toney in the World Cup, like in on the Euros in the summer, like famously, obviously, Letizier was left out in 98 in the squad, wasn't he? And England go out on penalties. And again, that's often something that does make you think, Bob, you've got to agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's an unbelievable, you're right, Cam, about soon as he steps up, it's a goal, don't you? But I don't agree with that style of penalty taking, as I said. Not for me, that. Give me BTs any day of the week.
Yeah. I don't think we don't need to go to a vote now, do we?
Well, is it BT?
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, all right, nice one.
Right, then, are we saying Palmer's the obvious one then, just it's the topical one?
Yeah, he's also annoying, but yeah.
Yeah, he's done very well. He's done for very well for a man. He's got absolutely no chin.
I think there's a fact, about people with no chins that apparently it favours them when they're taking pens.
Especially if they're walking backwards.
Yeah.
He's absolute quality, by the way.
Yeah, he's
he's boss. He's just a bit
annoying. Cold Palmer. Oh, why is he annoying?
He just is a bit annoying, isn't he?
He's just celebration's a bit annoying.
I just think he is a bit annoying. I don't know why I need to justify it. I just think he's a bit annoying. You're a bit annoying right now.
Everyone mentioned it. Don't like him.
I haven't. I actually love Bremer. I've got a poster of Bremer on the other wall.
And he said, Sean says, going around saying, it doesn't like everyone, but when I say, I don't mind Jermaine Jenas, he says, that's a typical
stuff. Yeah,
as opposed to Sean hating every single person.
I literally said, I hate Tony, and Palmer's a bit annoying. That's hardly anything like big. Lots of people hate Ivan Tony.
Yeah.
Nah. And just the fact that I find Cole Palmer annoying.
So do I, Sean. I'm with you.
I forgot I'm not allowed an opinion, Cal.
Sean, you could be like Cole Palmer if you wanted. Play off the right, cutting it on your left.
Yeah,
Sean's got a chin, though.
It should be,
All right. Sorry, Cal. I'll do a bit more research on him. I'll try and...
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, then. Wrapping that up then, so this week, our suggestions for penalty takers, we had Matt Letizia, James Beattie, Andreas Bremer, Ivan Tony or Ivan Tony, and then Cole Palmer as the obvious one. So get yourself over to X and vote, please, and we'll see who gets sent to join the Nosy 11 on the island. Right then, should we get a game for this week, Sean?
Yep. Okay, so our games are in. This week we've decided to go with two Premier League and a Championship game. So we've got Newcastle against Spurs, we've got West Ham against Fulham, and then gone for a nice Championship fixture in Leeds against Blackburn. Let's spin the wheel. It's Leeds, Blackburn, everyone.
Get in.
Anyone keeping up to date with the Championship?
It's a big weekend, and the weekend just gone.
Yeah,
I think it's like dead exciting.
Yeah, the top three. I mean, top three are kind of away from the others, but the top three is very exciting. And the
bottom's quite interesting as well.
Yeah, it is just a great league, isn't it? To be fair, I think it's just such a hard.
I can't wait to join them.
I think it's such a hard league, like.
Leeds got beaten the other weekend to Coventry.
Yeah, Coventry and
Ipswich,
yeah, probably by Norwich.
Yeah.
So they can't, no one can seem to be able to pull away. But I mean,
then Leicester have kind of brought it back, haven't they? Two wins on the bounce.
Yeah, but they were miles ahead of everyone. Was that like December, I think? And then they kind of just like faltered a bit. So it's between, no, I think it is obviously just like, I think it's going to be one of those where whoever just manages to finish in those top two places at that last weekend, rather than ever get a bit of momentum.
Quite like you just feel like Leeds and Leicester are going to pull away, don't you? Naturally, you just think with the squads they've got and like that, I think.
But the momentum's with Ipswich, though, isn't it? Like the week before, they got the last minute winners, and
yeah, they keep getting them. Do you see the limbs when they scored the other weekend? Southampton, unbelievable.
It almost seems a bit Luton like in the way. It's kind of like, or like the support and the neutrals just seem to want Ipswich to go up.
But it's a difference, isn't it? You just don't want the same teams coming up and going down, do you? It's just a bit rubbish.
I really don't like Ed Sheeran, though, so I don't want Ipswich
to go up. Do you know I knew you were going to bring Ed Sheeran up?
Yep.
He's got the loosest
another man with
Ipswich ever. He just goes in the changes.
It's fairly strong. He does actually sponsor them. So
no, I know, but do you know what I mean?
Another man with no chin.
There's next week 10-5.
I don't even know. I was just saying with Blackburn. I think Blackburn is still in that relegation fight. They're on like, because there was that a few weeks ago, it was something like 3 or 4 points separated. Like the, I think Rotherham are out of it, but then like the next one's 5 or 6 up at least. We're all sort of in a relegation fight. Blackburn now is still only 4 points ahead of Birmingham, who are in the relegation zone, but they're five or six places ahead of them.
Yeah, that Easter weekend always seems to be like a big one in the Championship, don't they play a lot over like a short space of time. But it seems that not, I think over that weekend, everyone kind of won and lost kind of thing, so no one kind of pulled away. Because that Leeds in the past have like faltered over that weekend. They've been flying and then lost 3 in a week and then sort of dropped down. But yeah, be an exciting end to that season for sure. I think is it 2 weeks before the Prem? 1 week before the Prem?
Yeah, it's usually because the playoffs usually the playoff finals, I think, due for the same day or the day after the cup, the FA Cup finals, despite the fact Coventry could like potentially still be in both. So, obviously, it won't be the same day, will it? Because we'll be at Wembley, but it must be the day after. Yeah. But Coventry just outside the playoffs, like, so maybe we won't. But, well, as I say, I can't say I've watched Blackburn. So, I've seen Leeds a bit. Leeds on the telly the night against Watford. I've seen a bit of them and went in the due to all. Like, they look quite good, Leeds.
The last time I watched Leeds was, about maybe 2 weeks ago. And Patrick Bamford missed an absolute sitter.
Yeah, it was bad miss that way, isn't
it? Yeah, it was awful.
And he ended up winning, though, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, okay. I think
he won 2-1. I think was it Somerville? He scored the winner.
Yeah,
he's a good player.
Get on number, Sean.
Well, yeah, are we bothered with predictions now? No point, is there?
4-0 to Blackburn.
Did anyone have 3-0 Arsenal?
I don't think so, but I haven't got the book with them written down with me.
I think I might have went 3-0, 3-1 because I think. You
went 3-1.
I think.
No, in fact, you went 2-1.
No, I did 3-1, I think.
You did 2-1, Callum.
Right.
You were way out.
Oh, I was dead wrong, me.
Right, let's get the number. So, yeah, usual rules. I'm not going to explain them again. So, our number this week is, and again, I'll try and get it so it's in view. 409.
Wow. Dear me.
What was the number? Sorry, 409.
Yep.
This could be way off. Did Richard Gough play for either of these teams?
Nah. I know his career well.
Song of the week.
Oh God, yeah, song of the week.
Hey, we've just right down with a good one.
One,
you what?
You took the most famous penalty in the 1994 World Cup.
Diana Ross.
There we go.
Yeah.
Another quiz question I've got right. Get it.
Miss, you're on fire today.
What are we going then? Chain reaction.
Yeah.
Written by the Bee Gees, got off that link. Yeah.
Okay. So, just to check though, has she got a chin, Bob?
Chin reaction.
I think so, yeah.
She has, but she missed. So maybe Bob's theory is
I rest my case.
Chin reaction's unbelievable.
Name of the episode.
No, he's not got to be a player's name these days. I might make an exception for that unbelievable wordplay. Yeah, so everyone, go and listen to Diana Ross, Chain Reaction. Banger.
I think that Leeds team, like O'Leary team, but again, they all got sold off pretty quickly because they just had lots of money. So, I think none of them would have got to like 400. Might have to go current.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I could guess some of them all, but I literally wouldn't know if they played like 200 or 800. I don't know.
Like Harry Redknapp there.
Yeah, this could be a terrible shout. This. They're just going to try and play. I can't think of anyone who played for Blackburn.
I'm trying to think about like that Leeds midfield, the O'Leary midfield. I can't think of anyone other than one.
I think of a couple, but I can't think of, again. I just don't think they
What is his name?
Eddie Gray.
Rest in peace. I've got mine, whenever you're ready. How are you feeling, Tosh? Still feeling laid back?
This one's caused me some problems.
A big problem, you know.
I'm just have to go. I'm struggling a big time. So,
yeah, right. These are going to be terrible, but I'm ready.
Right. Anyone want to go first?
Go on, yeah. I'll go first. So, again, it's like obviously a massive number in that legend or like club icon status of numbers again, which we've had. Been the last few weeks, have they been? Have we had?
I think we had a 300. 300, 400, and then another 400, yeah.
Decent. So, yeah, I'm going to, yeah, someone who I've put forward for M5 before, I'm going to go with Eddie Gray. I think he'll be more. I think he'll be quite a bit more, like, but anyone else I was going to guess would have been, I think, far too low. So, yeah, Eddie Gray's my shot.
I'll go next. I was kind of helped by a recent trend, you know, when you just name a random Premier League icons team and start naming what their 11 would be. It's a great game. And Blackburn is a really good team to pick because you've got loads of Streets Won't Forget cult heroes. So I'm going to go for Morten Gamst Pedersen.
Going to throw out there, I think we've had him before for a Blackburn. However, based on the fact nobody remembered except me,
I sort of did remember that, to be honest, as well.
I think we had a guest on that week.
No, did we? I've got a couple of other answers if you.
Well, we haven't got the slush puppy to verify it. I'm not overly bothered if you pick it.
Yeah, go with it.
I haven't got them written down, so.
No, I haven't either. I'll jump in next. Yeah, really struggled. I sort of was flicking between like a couple of names. I don't know if it's a name because you might have them anyway, Sean. The only one I could think of, like I thought of a cult legend recently, was Radebe. And again, I just no idea, so I'm still toying with maybe going with him.
Have Chiefs as song of the week then?
Yeah, could have, yeah. And then I was trying to think of the old players like Billy Bremner and Peter Lorimer, but I reckon they'd be too high, so I'm going to leave them. So I'm stuck between two. I'm going to go Radebe, or I'm thinking current club captain Cooper.
Ooh, that's not a bad show.
But again, you know, I've a bit like when I guessed that Monk the other week, I have no idea if he's played for Leeds all his life or he's just joined them like a year before they got promoted. Go on, I'll go Cooper because again, he's captain. I remember releasing a statement last year which implied it's been a while, so I'm going to go Liam Cooper.
Right. For mine then. I've written three names now. One of them was Radebe, Tosh. But I've got a Blackburn legend and I wouldn't say a lead legend, but I feel like he was there for a long time. I remember him playing late 90s and he was definitely there mid-noughties when they were in the Championship. I think he stuck with them when they went down. So I think he's the one I'm going to go for. I'm going to go with Gary Kelly.
Ooh.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah, I think could be a good shout there.
There you are. You're loving your food on this episode, aren't you, Tosh?
Mummy holidays.
He's on holidays.
Strict diet.
I was in a fancy Lima. Living life.
It was.
How many bags of cheese? How many bags of Cheetos,
Cheetos
have you had?
No Fanta Limon, though. Wasn't any in the
local shop. You're not on your holiday, then?
I've consumed some Fanta Limon, Bob. Don't you worry about that one. Come on, Cal.
Whereabouts are you in Portugal, Tosh? Sorry.
Cabo Ferreira.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, we weren't far from there, like.
Yeah, it's very, been here before. It's like very, I don't know, it's a bit like too, like, sort of, I don't know what the word is. I know it's full of, like, you know, like, bars, expecting, like, Magaluf and places like that rather than, like, so, yeah. But out to me depth.
What time was the last bus?
Ready for the results?
So we're over 10 o'clock.
Ready for the results?
Yes.
It was, this was possibly be the biggest winner, I think, quite possibly.
Like furthest away?
Furthest away. The person who's won, but it's the furthest away winner. So we have two answers that were over 100 out. One just under, and one that was over 50. So in fourth place, with 561 appearances, being 152 out, was Eddie Gray, one club man. Not the only one club man in this in these guesses, by the way. So fourth place, me. In third place, 126 out with 283 appearances, was the current Leeds player, Liam Cooper. So unlucky there, Tosh, third place for you. So we have Sean and Bob in the top two. One of them was 61 out. One of them was 99 out. In second place, being 99 out with 508 appearances, was Leeds' Gary Kelly. Unlucky Sean. And winner this week with Morgan's Pedersen. Possibly a controversial shout, but we let him have it. And with 3-4-8 appearances, 61 out. Bob, well done. Take all the points.
Fair play, Bob. Which
all the points.
Well, take them. the big share. Well done, Bob. Good shout. Very good shout. To be fair, I think, to be honest, for that number, they're probably all decent shouts, to be fair, aren't they? It's a hard number to get, especially for those clubs. Thanks, Sean. Gary Kelly was nearly good.
Well, I'm gutted about that, but I had a feeling there might be too many.
It's a good answer, though.
Yeah. I was also thinking David Dunn and Brett Sampson.
I didn't even think of Blackburn.
Kind of a vibe.
It's foolish.
I think David Dunn got picked when we did Blackburn last. I just can't remember who we had on. I'm sure we had a guest on for that. Well, I don't know. So, 33 games played now. Let's have a look at our updated league table. Bob, still on top. He's actually got a 10-point lead now. He's on 92 points. So, Tosh in second, of course, then, on 82. Callum in third, he's on 75. And Sean in fourth on 59.
Comebacks on, Sean.
I know. I'm happy with that, to be fair.
Bob, just by the way, David Dunn would have had you a better win. I think he was 376. Oh, right. Brett Emerton would have put you third. He was quite a way off. So,
yeah, like when we did it as well, I was thinking, Brett, I think I mentioned Brett Emerton, whether I picked him as well.
I think you did.
Yeah. Bob's just gone back to the old deck. Bob's got my slush puppy book.
So thank you very much for tuning into this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We had a penalty-themed Maroon 5 after our Any Given Saturday, in which the lads came up with some great answers, some fantastic shouts there, in which they beat me. And then Bob took the maximum points in our Keeping Up Appearances towards the end of the great shout to Morgan's Pedersen, with the rest of us
sweet
being,
left peg.
Very sweet left peg. The rest was being quite far out with a big number for the Leeds Blackburn game. Please head over to our X and please share any of our tweets, share our links and let your friends and family know.
And we see you next week, where we have a special guest for you all. Thanks.